I want to ask you something else. I also saw this on the website, Interactive Metronome.
Fascinating.
Yes, I was reading about this. And it talks about attention, coordination, language processing, reading fluency. Please explain. This is fascinating to me.
Interactive metronome. If you're familiar with the metronome, you know it's a set rhythm. It's a set rhythm. We were seeing a need for children to, let's say, reprogram their brains. The child's brain is very plastic, so we can retrain that brain. This is a program that has been used with adults with closed head injury, traumatic brain injury. This is being used with athletes to improve their dexterity and their ability on the field. And we introduced this, I think, last summer, if not the summer before. We did a pilot study, and it was fascinating because we observed several things. One of the young children that I worked with improved her gait as she walked across the floor. She was no longer clumsy. Her reading skills improved. Her speech output improved because her overall coordination and the synchronicity of her brain improved.
Wow.
This has been true for all of the children that have gone through this program. And it has several aspects. One aspect is they come in and get 15 minutes of interactive metronome before they have their language session. Some of the children actually have purchased the home program and they practice it daily. And we have some who just come into the clinic to get this. So it's available. People should research it. It's totally fascinating. You would look at what they're doing and you think, I don't see how this is going to make
a
difference. But it makes a difference.
It is really
it's
reprogramming.
And when I watch this little girl walk across the floor with such smoothness and fluid gait, and I looked at her and I said, wow, this didn't used to be the case. But it was. And then her overall language improved. Her reading skills went up. She is diagnosed with ADHD and dyslexia, so she has multiple issues she's dealing with. It's been fascinating, and we're really excited about having this. Now, when we do the initial assessment, the audiology department does part of the assessment, and then the speech-language pathology department does part of the assessment. And it's a team approach where we work with both testing the child, diagnosing the need, determining the appropriate remediation, and then working together with the family.
Well, it sounds a little bit like at the beginning of this conversation when we discussed infancy and children, and some it was about the brain. So is this something, how young can you be and use it?
That I'm not 100% sure. I would say at this point we're using it definitely with kindergarten and above.
Okay.
Most of the kids we've been working with have been first, second graders. And we've seen the improvement in the academic setting.
That is absolutely amazing.
It's fascinating.
Well, Leslie, it's been too long. I'm glad you were able to join me today. Please, a few words we can leave our listeners with about what you see in the future for the New Orleans Speech and Hearing Center and what people can do to help.
I think as the needs of our community change, we're going to change with it. But right now, our biggest mission is to make sure that we provide, that we are available, hopefully in a convenient location. So if there is a parent who has a child that they have concerns, whether it's speech, language, reading, listening skills, dyslexia, suspected dyslexia diagnosed, reading struggle, any of those things, that we're able to get them in, get a diagnosis, make sure that everything is on task, i.e. the hearing, get them in and get some help for them. The second part is that we're there for the adult population. They need to know that we're there for them as well, that if they are struggling with their hearing, we use a variety of different hearing aid companies. We have sources available for them. We have grants available to help some of our senior citizens purchase their hearing aids. Everyone should at least reach out and see what's available, and let's see how we can help them.
And Leslie, would you please give a website and phone number for people who are interested in more information?
Sure. Our website is the initials of the clinic. So New Orleans Speech and Hearing Center would be the website of www.noshc.org. Our number is 504-897-2606. All calls go through our headquarters office, and then services are taken care of from that point. Or you can just go online and type in New Orleans Speech and Hearing Center, and we're going to be right there.
It does. It pops up right on top. Leslie, thank you for being on top of everything and helping so many people. Leslie Jernigan, a speech-language pathologist and chief operating officer of New Orleans Speech and Hearing Center. Thank you all for joining us today, and I want to remind you once again that United Way of Southeast Louisiana has a blueprint for prosperity. We want to eradicate poverty in our region. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. To live better, we must live united. For more information, please visit our website, unitedwaysheila.org, or you can call our main office, area code 504-822-5540. You may also find us on Facebook at United Way Sheila, or follow us on Twitter at United Way Sheila. Please join United Way. We ask you to give, advocate, volunteer, and connect. I'm Terry Westerfield. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back next week. We'll be back next week. We'll be back next week. We'll be back next week.